Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sales Intel Show, the Pipeline Pioneers. This podcast we have designed to help the go-to-market teams build stronger pipelines. We believe pipeline for the business is the heart and soul, heart and blood of any business. At Sales Intel, we believe that building pipeline is a team sport. It's not just the responsibility of a BDR team or the marketing head. It's a team sport. It truly takes a village to build the pipelines. I'm excited to have Jane with me today. Jane, give us our audience a 60 seconds overview of your background and how does your role contribute to building the pipeline?
Sure. So my background in a nutshell, I've been in B2B marketing as a generalist for over 17 years. I'm VP marketing at a company called Work, which is pay-as-you-go automation. And I also hosted a podcast called Women in B2B Marketing. So all B2B all day, every day in my life. And how we contribute to pipeline at work, VP of marketing, it's everything. So everything that my team does is meant to contribute to pipeline. And we currently are using a hybrid of PLG and SLG right now. So we are driving traffic and conversions to ultimately drive signups on the PLG front. And then we're also taking that traffic, qualifying it, enriching the data, and then driving meetings on the SLG front. So that's how we're contributing to a pipeline overall. And to get there, it's all sorts of things from paid media to content to social, just lots of partnerships and galore, all things, all channels, basically, for B2B marketing.
That's great. And SLG is what, sales-led growth, right?
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we do nowadays, a hybrid of product-led and sales-led.
Yeah, that's great. You know, nowadays, there's so many, you know, put acronyms. The SLGs, right? That I just wanted to clarify. So that's great, yeah. Jane. Last year was tough for lots of companies, and we all tried to generate pipelines. The headwinds, macroeconomic headwinds are there, and we made a lot of mistakes along the way. What is one mistake that you think or you would say that you or your team made last year?
Yeah, good question. So one thing that stands out to me that comes to mind is that looking into our content and our traffic, let's say 6 months ago, was exponentially growing our organic traffic at the time. And we're a new company. So we were getting 6,000 to 8,000 new user visits per month. And for a new startup company, that's pretty great to grow it to that. But when I dug into the data, I was seeing that this traffic wasn't converting. And when I looked into why and what pages they were coming in through, I noticed a lot of our content was very much tofu, so top of funnel, and not a lot of mofu or bofu, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel content that would directly align to high intent to actually drive signups. So right away, we made that shift about 5-6 months ago, and we're addressing that and getting much more high intent audiences to drive that over. So what are we getting now? I want to say it's around 12,000 new users per month. So the volume has increased. But more importantly, we've 5x'd the actual number of signups coming from organic. So just by identifying, okay, we're getting great traffic numbers, but they're not converting. Why is that? And digging into the data, not just taking surface level vanity metrics, right? Like, oh, these are great numbers. Let's keep growing. Yep. No, let's grow quality and make sure it's the right people that are coming to our site and converting. That's been a huge, I would say, mistake or just shift in what we're focusing on. Yeah.
Oh, that is great. That is great. So 2024 is a new year, new budgets, new initiatives. What is one new experiment or initiative that you have that you haven't done before and you're excited to try it out? Because marketing is all about time.
Yes. I mean, testing everything, right? I think this, especially the past couple of years, if there's one thing B2B marketers and GTM teams have learned, it's to test everything and have a test budget so you can try new channels, because what used to work might not work next year, especially in this crazy market. So one thing I'm super excited to test out more is B2B influencers. I have a feeling you'll get this answer a few times because it's just very big right now, but partnering with creators who our audience, this is the key piece, right? Is who our audience actually listens to and watches or engages with and trusts. partnering with them to get inside work and start promoting, but from a authentic standpoint, alongside us, so we can work and partner with these influencers to get our brand out more. Again, being a startup, being able to brand, to build that brand awareness through partnerships will be huge.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I would love to chat with you again mid-year to figure out how to learn from you and see how this influencer-led model, influencer-led growth is working for you.
Yes, let's do it. Let's reconnect. I know a key for us that in making sure that we do this right too is serving our customers. Yeah. So making sure we're not assuming, okay, this person should have this audience. It's asking our customers and our prospects, who do you listen to? Who do you follow? What newsletters do you subscribe to? And just prioritizing those for partnerships. But yeah, so we're excited.
That is really, really smart. So Jane, I have a fun exercise for us to do. Right?
Let's do it.
I'm going to share my screen here. So Jane, you have 100 pennies, right? So think about your budget. You have 100 pennies, and there are multiple initiatives that you can undertake or you can invest these pennies in to drive the best outcome. The outcome is the best pipeline, right? That converts to revenue for you. How will you invest these 100 pennies? And as you put your pennies, I'm going to drag these and put that in the appropriate bucket here.
Oh, I love this. Interactive. Yeah. Let's see, 100. This is all the LGs you were talking about, right?
That's
blank
right.
Led growth. looking at these specific options, so product-led growth, sales-led growth, this year we're going to go a little bit more onto sales-led growth. So,
okay. So you can put more than one. These are each are 10 pennies.
Each here, is 10. Right? Okay. Yes. So, let's see. And let's put two in SLG.
All right. That's two in SLG.
One in PLG, product-led growth.
Yep.
You're right. I can't just say PLG because there's partner-led growth. Definitely one in partner-led growth.
Yeah, so one in partner-led.
I feel like I'm going to run out of pennies. Another one in community-led growth.
Community-led growth.
Definitely customer-led growth.
Customer-led growth. Let's just put 10 pennies here. All right.
And founder-led growth. Yeah, this I'm definitely spreading this out. It's funny because I think PLG and SLG is our high-level mix, but so many of these kind of fuel both of those
too. Absolutely.
Let's see. I'm just going to go deeper on some of these now. Let's go another. I'm going to split these three on partnership, customer, and founder-led.
Here we go. Partnership, customer, and founder-led growth. Yeah.
And it's probably cheating because I think some of these will involve events, but and will overlap.
I would love to get your take on two pennies on founder-led growth. Can you give audience a little more background about why you chose two pennies here on founder-led growth?
Yes, because it all depends on who your founder is, right? And if they're willing to go front and center, and B, if they have the audience or the potential to grow their audience. And when our co-founders, I think both of them would be great, but Mo is very big in the startup community. He's started and exited successfully a company before. So he has a lot of respect, especially in Canada, and to go all in on that and get him on some more stages, on more podcasts, that'll definitely be a big way to just amplify his reach and continue growing that.
And that makes sense. So I am, as we speak, it's great to have founders who are willing to go all in, right? So I was punching these numbers here in our model. So here's what the community says, like this. And this is your distribution of pennies. Does anything surprise you?
I'm surprised. Yes, I'm surprised that everyone's all in on sales led. That's really interesting to me. I get it, especially in today's day and time, you need more outreach, and sales is just, they have a lot of pressure on them, man. And marketing right alongside them, but sales is critical right now. But I'm surprised to see so extreme. That's really interesting. And I'm also, it's funny that I'm so spread out because I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket, right? As they say. So I like to make sure we're doing a little bit of a few different things. You can't do it all, but if you do a few things really well and try a few different methods, then you get to see what's working for you and go more in on that
Absolutely.
Motion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm curious what other is. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
Sometimes I hear, content-led growth. Well, it's part of one of these, but if they don't feel that they should put the pennies in that, we end up putting in the other.
Yeah. Yep. The default. Another thing that's interesting to me here is, the customer-led being so low. This, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to be direct and brave here. Customer-led has to get more attention, everyone.
100%.
Your customers are your bread and butter. You got to interview them, got to make sure you're getting feedback from them for product, for sales, for marketing. Like you said, it's a team effort pipeline, and it really all comes from customers. So definitely.
You do customers as part of your team, right?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Jane, thank you so much for joining us today. I think the community is going to definitely benefit from your insights and how you're distributing your pennies. We would love to see how the results pan out for you, especially on the founder-led growth. I'm a founder.
Yeah.
I'd love to learn from your experiments. But thanks again. Have a wonderful day, and we look forward to staying in touch.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. Yes. Bye, everyone.